We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go.
Yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. MRudo. This is episode number 37 of the Motivation Movement podcast, titled Positive Affirmations Are Not Bullshit. Positive affirmations are easily digestible, simple phrases or statements that challenge negative internal dialogue. People utilize different positive affirmations to motivate themselves, encourage growth, and boost self-esteem levels. You are creating a pattern in your subconscious thought when you continually and routinely repeat positive affirmations to yourself. The goal is for your positive affirmations to become a self-fulfilling prophecy through neuroplasticity, which is the ability of the brain to form and reorganize synaptic connections, especially in response to learning or experience. Our quote today is from prominent American author Betty Eddy, who writes novels on near-death experiences. Her most noteworthy book was New York Times bestseller Embraced by the Light. The quote goes like this: "If we understand the power of our thoughts, we would guard them more closely. If we understood the awesome power of our words, we would prefer silence to almost anything negative. In our thoughts and words, we create our own weaknesses and our own strengths. Our limitations and joys begin in our heart. We can always replace negative with positive." So, our thoughts have power, as do our words. As the old adage goes, we are what we think. That's why the most effective positive affirmations are phrased in the present tense, as if what you are declaring about yourself is already true. Fake it till you make it. The most effective positive affirmations in my experience are short and sweet. I was made with divine intention. I can, I will, I do. End of story. I am adventurous. I overcome my fears by following my gut, by following my intuition. I am in charge of how I feel today. I feel happy. I am enough, I am whole, I have the power to create change, and I have the power to make a difference. Books like The Secret, The Power of Now, Think and Grow Rich, The Law of Attraction, and The Alchemist all discuss the correlation between your thoughts and how the universe conspires to bring them to fruition in your life. But this is more than just a theory about motivation. Behavioral scientists and psychologists explain that when engaging in self-affirmation, you're actually building self-integrity, confidence, and a better understanding of self, which allows you to be more reasonable and more rational. This leads to increased problem-solving and critical thinking abilities, which play a major role in mental performance and decision-making. These ideas are building upon numerous studies which highlight that thinking about self-preferences activates the brain's neural reward pathways. This has positive effects on health, happiness, hopefulness, and lessens the likelihood of cognitive impairment. So, do positive affirmations actually work for everyone? No, obviously not. For people who have naturally high levels of self-esteem, this may have little to no effect on your state of mind. For those who have seriously low self-esteem issues, positive affirmations may be one component of a larger mental health plan. It's important to understand why you have negative internal dialogue in the first place. It's necessary to understand why your story is the way it is before you can begin to flip the script of your personal narrative. We will discuss this at length in another episode, but a better starting point for some may be interrogative self-talk. This is a strategy used to inspire creativity in your inner dialogue. This idea challenges you to challenge your own assumptions of yourself through questioning, rather than making broad, present tense, positive declarations like we've talked about in this episode. My final thought for today is that any type of self-affirmation, positive, introspective, or negative, helps to build your internal and external self-identity. It's clear that all affirmations have an effect on cognitive restructuring. Do you want your brain to be rewired with all the inspiring and uplifting thoughts in mind, or the opposite? Positive affirmations produce a feeling of optimism that can be particularly powerful. So harness the power of your internal voice, wield it carefully, focus your internal values and morals on positive ideas, and continually, persistently reaffirm them with yourself. That is all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag The Motivation Movement on social media. Tag at MRudo, and do not forget to visit my new website, MRudo.com. I want to hear your raw, uncut, and unfiltered feedback. Do not hold back. I'm not very sensitive. I can take the criticism, and I very much appreciate it. If you come across a great quote you'd like to hear me talk about, please share it. Tune in for new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and please do not forget to subscribe to this podcast. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for tuning in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.